I am speaking with Kelly Clark. She is Executive Director of the Kalamazoo County Land Bank. Kelly Clark, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Gordon.
What is happening on the 700 block of Willard Street on Friday in Kalamazoo?
Well, the efforts on Willard Street really involve, they include a number of different components. We have economic development, community development, and beautification, and environmental sustainability all going on one block. The effort has been taking place over a few years now. It's been a partnership with neighborhood residents, with the Kalamazoo County Drain Commissioner, the Kalamazoo County Land Bank Authority, and local businesses, and with some funding from the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. It's involved the removal of three blighted homes and the construction of two new five-star energy-efficient homes for homeownership and the installation of two curb lawn rain gardens and two residential rain gardens.
How was all of that paid for?
It was paid for through a variety of sources. The conversation emerged in 2010 around neighborhood stabilization funds. The City of Kalamazoo and the Kalamazoo County Land Bank engaged in community dialogue at that time to help ascertain what should be priority areas for investment of those funds. At that time, residents in the Stewart neighborhood identified Willard Street as a priority block. We were also very intentionally working to prioritize areas for investment that were near anchors, so we were looking to build from strength. That was a $15 million allocation to the City of Kalamazoo and the Kalamazoo County Land Bank Authority to address the issues of disinvestment associated with the 2008 economic crisis. That sounds like a lot of money, but the needs really exceeded the resources that we had available. So we were very intentional about trying to identify locations where there were existing assets and anchors that we could build from. On that particular case, that particular block, we have the trailway system, and it's also very close to the downtown, within walking distance to the downtown. And then at the same time as we were looking for institutional anchors or large community assets, we were also looking to the blocks themselves and looking at the neighborhood residents as an asset and looking to their interest and enthusiasm and desires for their blocks. On that particular block, there were stable residents and homeowners who were very active on the block, but they were struggling with three abandoned and condemned homes. Those properties were targets for nuisance activity, for criminal activity. The homeowners were having a difficult time feeling safe in their homes with those properties on the block. Those particular homes were targeted for blight removal and ultimately blight removal and new construction. And our partnership evolved to include some of the other features, the environmentally sustainable features, including the rain gardens, which were paid for with other sources.
So what does a rain garden bring to a neighborhood?
Well, a rain garden touches on a couple of different things. It provides beauty. The plantings in a rain garden can be very beautiful. And it also provides a method to capture stormwater before it runs off into the streets and mixes with the oils and greases of our cars and then is transferred into the stormwater system. In the case of the Willard block, ultimately, this water gets into the Kalamazoo River. So there's a few different rain gardens going on Willard Street. There's two residential rain gardens, which are, they look like bowl-like shapes. They're shallow surface depressions. For the residential rain gardens, the gutter systems feed the water from the rooftops into the rain gardens, and that helps to keep the water on site, keeping the water from running off into the street and mixing with the oils and greases of the cars. Then there's also curb lawn rain gardens, which are also very attractive. Those rain gardens capture water on site. They also have concrete spillways, so they encourage water from the road to enter into the rain garden and percolate there rather than entering into the stormwater system.
Now, you mentioned working with the neighborhood. This is something that the people who live near these properties told you they'd like to see?
Yeah, we were talking with residents in 2010. The first conversation was around the blighted structures and the neighborhood stabilization funds and identifying that street as a priority street for investment, getting control of those properties. We ultimately acquired them, and ultimately after assessment, the properties were too blighted to rehabilitate, so they were removed and two of them were replaced. And so throughout those conversations, we kept in regular contact with the residents on the block. And throughout those conversations, it was clear that the residents had a strong interest in gardening, and they were also interested in environmental sustainability. Originally, we had planned on doing curb lawn plantings for beautification, which is one of the programs that we offer at the Land Bank. And as our conversations progressed, it was really a conversation with us and the residents where we began to understand the benefits that a rain garden would afford. So the beautification curb lawn gardens evolved into a notion that we could have these gardens be rain gardens and they could serve another feature. We approached the Kalamazoo County Drain Commissioner. She provided a lot of technical expertise and guidance to us, worked with a local landscape architect who also provided a lot of expertise and guidance to both us and the residents, which has, I think, been a great educational experience for the residents. And it's been a great experience for us as an organization because we have a lot of vacant property that we deal with throughout the city, and we've benefited from being educated on these different types of stormwater management systems and different ways in which we can approach our landscaping and green space.
Now you say there were three blighted homes. Two homes have been built. Why from three to two?
What we find in the neighborhoods we work, and we've done pretty extensive work in the neighborhoods that surround the downtown, the neighborhoods that we work typically are suffering from disinvestment and property value decline. These particular neighborhoods have seen population loss in the last couple of decades by about 16%. While we haven't seen that population loss in the city or the county, we're faring better than some of our peers across the state in that regard. We are seeing population loss in some of our inner ring neighborhoods. So what we have is we have a supply that exceeds the demand. So like with all of our work throughout the city, we are assembling parcels. We are side-lotting parcels, and there's just never enough resources to fully rehabilitate parcels or build new. We were blessed to have the stimulus funds, and we were able to build two new high-quality homes with those stimulus funds. One of the parcels was actually quite small, and it wasn't very suitable to a new build. We side-lotted that property to an adjacent homeowner so that she's able to expand her yard. She didn't have her own driveway. It's common in some of these neighborhoods for folks to have shared drives, and residents have told us that this is not preferable. They would really like to be able to have their own drive. So the side lot programs affords that opportunity. It allows us to reintegrate that land back into the streetscape. And we're able to provide some additional resources to the residents if they desire. We have a community garden resource shed on the east side, which has a tool lending library. They're able to borrow tools from there. We also have a network of resources we can connect them to if they're interested in urban gardening or beautification on their lots.
Anything else you'd like us to know about the event on Friday?
I guess I would just encourage folks that anyone is welcome. It's between 4 and 6 in the 700 block of Willard, and Mary Bobby Hopewell will be there, Kalamazoo County Treasurer Mary Balcoma, Kalamazoo County Drain Commissioner Pat Crawley, Representative Sean McCann. We would love to see folks come out. It's a great opportunity to see the rain gardens and talk with folks and see how they function and work.